One of them would even step up to the plate. But the truth was, Danny didn't have any friends. Not by the end. Drinking buddies was all, and she'd learned what they were worth. Didn't see nothing, didn't hear nothing. Never knew a thing that went on that night. They'd melted into the woodwork, leaving her to sort out the whole mess of his life by herself. Even his family had come and gone from town so fast that she'd barely learned their names. They brought with them a photo of Danny for the wake, dressed in his reserves uniform all ready for parade, with his hat on square, his eyes set straight ahead, and just the tiniest smile on his playful lips, looking nothing like the Danny he'd become those last months. She'd wanted to feel a connection with them, to find a hint of Danny in them, but they were strangers. And after the funeral, they'd gone back to Cape Breton, sad but resigned, like they'd lost Danny years ago.
What about all his things?
Patty had asked on the morning after the wake, as they all slumped over coffee in the Tim Hortons on the way out of town. His mother was a stick of a woman, with basset eyes and ropes of muscle along her arms. Her eyes drooped further. Is there much? Patty shook her head. Judging from the way Danny had borrowed off her in the last 3 months, he hadn't a penny to his name. When he'd been laid off for the winter,